Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Dare to Dream. I'm so excited about the show today. Vivian Chavez has not been here in a long time, so it's about time. This is Dare to Dream, where the extraordinary isn't fiction, it's the conversation. And something extraordinary is approaching, the 2026 Cosmic Gateway. So today on the Dare to Dream podcast, my friend, Vivian Chavez, renowned Arcturian ambassador and visionary teacher, is going to reveal to us how the new Earth's morphogenetic field is being rewritten and what that means for our ascension. So stay with us, because in this conversation, you're going to discover Arcturian wisdom for navigating the gateway ahead, activating your DNA, and stepping fully into your role as a conscious architect of light. If you'd like to learn more about Vivian, go to infinitehealingfromthestars.com. And with that, I welcome back to the show, Vivian Chavez. Hi, it's great to have you here.
I am so excited to be back here with you, Debbie. Such a joy. Always a pleasure to be with you and everyone watching.
Thank you.
Such a great time of movement. So I'm very excited to be here.
Great time of movement. And great, anyone who's connected with you. And I just want to mention here at the top, you have a new Facebook page for folks who want to connect to you there. What will they type in?
Yes, that's a great question. So we have a brand new page, and it's called The Arcturian University by Vivian Chavez. And the thing is that the old one was mysteriously released and deleted and removed from the public. And so, as we always say, there's a contraction, there's always an expansion. And you know what? This is very much true what we're experiencing right now, the dark light polarity. The dark light actually will accelerate the light. And so we saw that as a release under the dark light, where my old Facebook page was mysteriously released. And we decided to come back in with bringing more light, more expansion with the Arcturian University page. And we continue. The light is who we are. It is our true nature. Nothing, no one has the authority in any shape or form to diminish our light unless we give consent. I think that was a really wonderful reminder of this.
That is so powerful, what you just said. I want to say that again for the audience. I've never heard that before. And I feel like at this time, where so many sensitives and empaths who are ingesting the energy of the world like a satellite dish and feeling depression and feeling anxiety and feeling fear. But to hear you say right now, in quotes, mic drop, that the darkness is accelerating the light right now. That is incredibly hopeful. That's not just being a light shower or a light worker. That is saying that our light is only going to increase and be fed by that which thinks it can take down the light or dominate the world and humanity right now. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And we always say, look at the way the timeline has been shifting, just like the last 6 years. And we take a point of reference in linear time to 2019 going to 2020. And then it was all called the Grand Planetary Movement. And it was a huge contraction on the planet. Huge. So the dark light polarity constructed an event, a global event that really went into complete huge contraction. That was actually the moment of awakening, a deep awakening on the ancient souls, the star seeds, the light workers, all of us on the planet, the ancient ones. We said, this is a time where now the light must have come in. And in fact, if you look to where we are today, the planet herself, Gaia, in a new timeline, has been shifted in acceleration as a result of this. So there's always a counter response into a contraction. The expansion will be even greater, the contraction has been. So does this kind of understanding the decoding of the language of polarity on the planet, where the dark will help to accelerate the light, and then ultimately the goal is to bring back into a complete point of reintegration. So we're going to move more in that integration part, especially with the next phase of the Cosmic Gateway in 2026, leading between 26 to 2028. This is no prediction. This is just watching how the timelines are really shifting, and the acceleration of the light is creating a distinctiveness in terms of what we call the split of the timelines, right? And this is going to be very important to understand what that split is about. There's no loss, no one is left behind, none of that. This is human attachment, this is emotional attachments, and understanding that it's about complete renewal. It's a brand new planetary evolutionary cycle. Just like we finished with the Mayan calendar, the 26,000 years, planetary cycle. This was predicted, it has been interpreted. Then we went beyond the 2012 marking points, and then we get into new onshore territories with what's happening on the planet for the last 5-6 years. Now you're moving into a new, completely new dimensional space. So that dimensional space is what allowing naturally the shedding of the third dimensional base aspect of the planet and the moving into a new planetary cycle. And sometimes, Debbie, it may feel unpredictable, unsure about what will happen to me or my family or my daily life, or what's going to happen. This is why it's going to very important, like in the serpent medicine and the shamanism, the medicine wheel, to allowing to watch, observe, and allowing the shedding of an old identity that casts everyone or has a tendency to cast people in non-understanding, and they go hold on to the old habits, false security, false structures, and overly investing ourselves into whether it's, AI answering questions for you and all of this. This is all traps that keeps people lost in the phantom matrix. This is part of the distinctiveness of the timeline. The middle timeline, this is what we have known. This is what we're shedding. This is the old skin of the serpent. And if we're moving into a higher medicine, if we want to speak this way, the higher vibrational, I like to use hummingbird medicine, because this is the higher universal joy, the nectar of rediscovering the true essence of who we are. In fact, I just did a retreat just recently, Debbie, about the library of light and how the branches, like this grand universal tree of life, all these branches of that library of light is coming through again. And we're able to understand the extraction of the nectar of these branches and what lessons or old time cycles, whether it's a personal soul time cycles or it's a planetary timing frequency cycle, and how we're able to see where we are. And I see that a lot with my clients, whether it's emotional, whether it's psychological, whether it's spiritual. And as there's an opening more and more on the galactic awareness, there's a more cosmic presence. And it's going to be important to understand what it means to you, for each other, but also the counterpart with our galactic enlightened star brothers and sisters that are returning to bring to facilitate a transition, and deciding for yourself, where are you? What do you want to be? What is the alignment for you? What are you feeding yourself? Not only the food that you eat, but all this energy that you're feeding your mind, the concept, the overflow of too much information, rather than practicing holding your sacred space and understanding what knowledge do I want to realign myself with. And that knowledge is this higher frequency of the higher timeline that we're naturally moving into it. And it's becoming more palpable. Have you felt this really, really potent changes? I mean, it's in the air that we breathe, it's in the water, it's in the earth, it's in ourselves, it's in our dreams. And the way the dream state have been so much more abundant, understanding the messages, the connections, our journey beyond the physicality. So we're in that space right now, and it's going to continue to deepening.
Love that so much. And I do really feel it. I feel so Pollyanna, but I also feel like it's part of my soul mission to remember I came here to be the light. Don't get trapped in any other illusion that's out there. And also to remember my role, my mission. And it's really important that my vibration be consistently high. But somehow coupled with that, I do feel incredibly hopeful, like understanding what you're talking about. And thank you for that explanation. Understanding the Peruvian prophecy of this time, which coincides with all the other numerology, astrology, prophecies, Kayalugas, et cetera, that's out there. They're all aligned with one message. So we're supposed to go through the chaos. We're supposed to disregard the dark, which I believe is basically going to burn itself out and destroy itself so that we can create a heaven here on earth and rewrite the ship. Like, we don't have to redo Lemuria. We don't have to redo Atlantis and all the other galactic mistakes we've made before. This is our chance. And I think that's what our souls agreed to. And I want to ask you, because we're going to really get into this. I'm excited about it. I want to ask you, because so many people know you, Vivian. And for anyone who doesn't, let's break this down so it can be clear. I know when I met you five or so, I don't know what it is now, 5, 7 years ago, whenever it was, someone introduced us and they told me, you know, they said, oh, you know, she's a Nocturian. And there's so many things I could have done with that, especially at that time in my life. But I know as we were interacting, I just sat there and went, oh my God, this is so cool. This person is not like from here. And I love this. Like, I could feel it with every fiber of my body, the difference that you be, but it's quite a beautiful difference. So I want you to explain to people, when we say you are a human / Arcturian hybrid. Your father is Arcturian. He's on a ship. And your mother is a human. This is probably a very simplistic way to say it. But for people listening, can you please explain how much of you is each, or what parts of you are Arcturian? What parts of you are human? And how is it for you as a hybrid to be here amongst us on this planet?
That's a great question. So I'm going to refine a little bit on the understanding
Please.
Of, because the way you describe it, we will fit a little bit of the overall understanding of our hybrid, what it is. It's not quite that way for me. So I am an Arcturian ET being. This is who I am. I represent directly this very beautiful, enlightened, and very ancient intergalactic civilizations. And the Arcturians are becoming more known because of the changes to consciousness, and the universal field of Gaia is shifting so much that we can now bring in our frequencies more. So the hybrid part of myself is my physical vessel. So the way I chose to be here is I knew that I needed a vessel that will embody the species of a planet that we want to connect with and support in their natural reascending evolutionary process. So instead of retaining myself in my original Arcturian form, I chose to send out my Arcturian holographic self, and I have embodied this hybrid human form. So we took a little bit in partnership with the human lineage that we've been interacting with for generations. It didn't happen overnight. It took a long, long time. We make contact with ancestors and we look in the timeline, in a genetic line, how they were evolving. At one point, what genome can we utilize that will be compatible with us and create a construct or create a vessel? So once that was done, we had a very, let's say, some simple, a very maybe small percentage. And the reason why we went this way, it's because I want to create an anchor point of connections to the planet. Otherwise, I would have simply retained myself as a pure Arcturian, even in my holographic self. But instead, because I want to have this cord of attachment, this connection to the planet, and understanding the human holographic consciousness, that we said, allow me to embody a vessel that will look like more of a human, that will walk, drink water, you know, eat food, be boots on the ground and mimic, feel everything that we feel, understanding the cultural aspect, that all the genetic energies, all the lineage, the emotion that comes with that very complex emotional field, and understanding all the dynamic of Earth in the third dimensional aspect of itself, along with the species evolving, and that's the Earth humans. So we did it that way. So we utilized very, very advanced form of technology or holographic technology that is still non-existent in the field here. And we had the Andromedan to help us to create an architect or a matrix of cellular memory within a template that will allow my consciousness to be in and being able to embody who I am today. But the challenge we had was to, how will I integrate my octane holographic consciousness within the human consciousness field? And not only physically, but also vibrationally and on a conscious level. So it was a very, very exhaustive process. It took us a long time. And then eventually when everything was ready and a connection was made, we see that the body was viable, because it's always a huge, how could I say that, a huge challenge for any form of hybrids to see if the body will be viable. Will it survive that blend of genetic blends, depending on the species? But for us, we're a very ethereal being. We're super high frequency being. So how can we make this work and making sure my body survives? Because at the beginning, my body did not survive. He was on his way to perish, and we would have missed the timeline opening that we had. So we
Do you
had
mean
to
in this incarnation as a baby, your body almost didn't make it?
Yes.
Oh my, mm-hmm. That's so. You have been on a real physical journey.
Yes, actually, the first 3 months of my arrival, when I returned to the planet, and as a baby. The first 3 months, the body was perishing. The body was dying. And I remember, I don't remember, but my mom told me later on that at the time the doctor would tell her, I'm so sorry, we don't know why, but your baby is dying. She's not going to survive past 3 months. And so I was brought back to my Arcturian vessel. He's a commander of one of our main mothership within the Arcturian fleet that is deployed to the quadrant to oversee how the Earth and the solar system evolves. So we have a fleet, we have vessels here. So I went back to our technology, and we knew that we had to readjust the template, and we made some necessary adjustment. Then I re-entered the template, my consciousness returned to the body, and I was returned to the planet. And then overnight, so to speak, I came back, I was revived overnight, and then I grew up. And then it took the first 18 years from a linear perspective was very precarious. It was very, we were on edge, because we don't know how the body will, how it will grow, how the muscular system will expand, or the cardiovascular system, the immune system, the lungs. It's the system of all the oxygen, the lungs, or the complexity of the digestive system. It was so much detail that we did not know really how it will evolve. But so the first 18 years were very, very challenging and very sensitive. And I got really a lot of help and support and upgrade. And then once we passed that mark, I would say past my 20, and then I start to grow, the body starts to grow a little bit stronger. So I am much stronger now than I was even 30 years ago, because we have perfected the vessel. Plus, thankfully, Gaia has shifted and the consciousness on the planet has started to elevate a little bit more. There's more also awakening to the star seed. There's more light. is starting to get more, you know, a little bit of higher frequency. So the higher the frequency it goes on the planet, the better I am. Because before that, it was like super toxic for me, super heavy. So the more we're rising, the more it facilitates my presence here, if that makes sense, right?
That's amazing. What a journey. And is it part of your journey to keep having a legacy for you to have children and to pass anything on? Or is it you have a mission in this incarnation and then other things will happen with your soul?
Well, you're making a really powerful point. So let us clarify something. The uniqueness, the way my DNA memo groups are built, then I'm never designed to reproduce. My DNA cannot be replicated in any shape or form. And believe me, Draconian has attempted to replicate my DNA, reptilians. There's many other beings who have attempted to get DNA samples of me over the years, and they all failed because my DNA is locked in a way that I'm a prototype. I cannot reproduce, so I don't have biological children. I can't. I'm not here for this. I'm here on a grand mission. We're here to oversee an entire planet to return in her celestial form or original state. And we're here to help all species of life here to return into your original celestial human self, and helping the other species like the dimensional guides comes to the animal kingdom and others to stabilize them. And then they will transition and move on. And same thing with me, but I'm here for the purpose of my mission. I have no karma. I have no past life to deal or to clear or to, I have none of that. I have no need to be on the planet except for the reascension. This is what I'm here for.
Oh my God. Have compassion for us, please.
Huge.
Oh, that's
huge.
So beautiful.
This is why it's an endeavor of love, Debbie. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. I would have stayed my octarine self. It would have been a lot easier for me, believe me, a lot easier. But it's a mission of love. It really is a huge endeavor of love. It's universal love. It's universal understanding of the potential that we see through you every day. Your thoughts, your prayers, your heart energy, your living aura, everything, the emanations we see coming from the planet. That's what we're here for. We really are. It's an endeavor of love.
That's so lovely. Oh my gosh. And I really liked also the part about the care from the Arcturians for the animals. That is so beautiful to me. They're very important to me. And to know that, of course, that makes sense that the extraterrestrials, or let's just say the non-terrestrials, would have that level of awareness, because of course they're not from here anyway, and they come with way more wisdom and kindness and love and, you know, many patterns. Some of them are beasts, I will say, but you know, they still come with their own indigenous patterns that are important to honor. So I want to ask you, what exactly is the 2026 Cosmic Gateway? Why is that such a pivotal marker for humanity's ascension timeline?
Yes, it is a huge pivotal marker because part of the reason to it is that finally Earth, or this planet that you know as Mother Gaia, Pachamama, Mother Terra, and many other names, is finally returning into her original timing frequency. So what it means that is no longer will the Earth, or this beautiful blue pearl, as we call her, will be allowed to remain in a false phantom matrix distorted timeline. She's moving away from it. This is what we hear. This is where so many enlightened, spiritually oriented intergalactic groups are coming from everywhere in the multiverses. We're here for this. Because of all the work you've all done, all of you on the planet, everyone watching and will be watching this, all the work you have done, whether it's clearing your past, clearing your inner child, healing your emotional state, really a dedication, a willingness to step into your light, your mental field is expanding, you're asking different questions. There's a radiance to start to return to the planet. So now it means that all the star nations, the enlightened ones who have been monitoring the sector for eons, we're finally being able to return. So 2026 is another marker in that planetary cycle we talked about, and it's going to be accelerated. That means that if you've been on your journey for a long time, whether you're to shamanism, whether it's, you know, healing care, whether it's, you know, your own inner journey, connecting, opening your field, all your connectors to communicate with your higher self, your multidimensional self, you're stepping into a more universal awareness of who you are and who you are for each other. It's not just individually, I'm on my path. It's about understanding who we are for one another, the ripple effect, not only on the planet with each other, but also with us, who you are to us and who we are to you. This is also part of the field. So on a planetary and solar level, the holographic architecture of the universal memory field is finally reopening. This is what we call an aspect of the library of light. That means that aspect of your multidimensional self memory can finally be returned. And that will also directly affect positively how the new architecture of your DNA is going to shift. And this is stepping out of the great amnesia, stepping out of the lower self, third dimensionally based identity. You're starting to reclaim certain of these genetic memories that is also encoded at the DNA. So you're going to start to understand, oh, wait a second, 26,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago, or in that timeline, you know, I have this genetic marker and a Pleiadian came and put it there. Now I'm able to tune into it. So you're going to start to feel that you're stepping, you're evolving, accelerating into that more higher fifth dimensional recognition of your being and start to understand different languages, the language of your DNA, the language of how your own memory groups, what's called, you know, all these stacking of information within the memo groups of your DNA functions, how the interdimensional counterpart of your DNA architecture going to start to step into a new form. And you're becoming more engineers, more architects of reality. And it sounds like super fantastic and super advanced and super complex. In reality, it's going to be coming more at your fingertips. You're going to go, ah, now I'm starting to feel I know the language of my own soul. I know the language of my DNA. And I'm starting to feel that all these attributes, even on a galactic origin or on the gene level or on the solakashic field, how everything going to start to open. So this is what's called the universal matrix of cellular memory. And we're moving in that direction naturally and organically. I like the word organic, because a more natural way of evolving rather than plugging yourself into a sub-reality with super technology and having other form of software or AI-generated thing that summarizes it for you and tell you who you talk to and who is your higher self. In reality, it knows nothing. You know everything. We prefer to invest in you as the most amazing, advanced, intelligent being that you have no understanding really still yet of who you are. Once you start to see more these breakthroughs of light, of your true capacity, start to really open, everything else will become obsolete. And this is what we're here for.
That makes sense. We have no real understanding yet of yet is the operative word of who we really are.
Mm. Oh, yes.
A quick pause, my friends. I want to invite you just a little deeper into this work because I've got something very special for you. Please get your free access to the Starseed video and report and discover your galactic origins at debbiedashinger.com/starseed. I worked with the amazing galactic historian, my friend Debbie Solaris, and we created an extraordinary video about the Arcturians, about so many of the species that you've probably been through and been. at some point or another. Anyway, it's very illuminating about who you are and some of your proclivities. And if you're really ready for profound transformation, join the next shamanic healing. They are different every single month. It's 90 minutes of me, certified shamanic healer, Muenaiki rites practitioner, and I do this powerful clearing, activation, soul alignment. It's been very incredible. And I'm watching people who've come every month to the sessions and really changing. So go ahead, sign up now at debbiedashinger.com/healing. That's Debbie with an I, Dachinger with a C. So it's debbiedashinger.com/healing. And you are so cordially and lovingly invited by myself and Vivian Chavez, because we are going on the adventure of a lifetime on a Greece, Turkey cruise with Celebrity Cruise Lines for the Mystery School at Sea. MysterySchoolAtSea.com, March 2026. Definitely book your cabin now. All you need to do is put up a deposit. There's also a special bring a friend discount. And I'm really excited. I've never been to Greece or Turkey, so it is my time. Some of the presentations, and by the way, the food, your cabin, the presentations on the cruise ship are all included. So don't miss out, because the cabins do sell out. You'll get to hear presentations by Geraldina Rusco, Laura Eisenhower, Debbie Solares, Vivian Chavez, Judy Weaver, Vincent Jenna, me, Neil Garr, et cetera, and even more presenters. And hey, you'll have time, because we're all on the ship together. We have dinner together every night. So it's a really special time where you get to connect with us on a different level. And if this conversation means something to you, hype it up. Hype the video, hype the audio. It helps. You can support by subscribing, by commenting, by hyping, and it helps us reach more star seeds and more light workers around the globe. That's definitely my mission. So we love to feel supported by our community. And the first 7 days after I publish a video, you have the option to hype it on YouTube, and viewers can hype videos for free up to 3 times a week. Please do it. And finally, just a shout out to thank you so much to my sponsor for these many, many years, Dr. Dane here in Access Consciousness. They do energy work out into the world. If you'd like to do energy work or become a facilitator, join them at Dr. Dane here, HEER.com. And now I'm going to bring back Vivian Chavez. And Vivian, I want to ask you here around the middle mark, would you be willing to gift us with some kind of an activation or a healing or whatever you feel energetically would be right and light right now?
Well, the thing about that is everything that we share, you have to think about as a multitude of beings speaking with you. So this is why I never channel, because I am in a constant telepathic communication. I'm in the same holographic field of consciousness as the Arcturian, since I am an Arcturian being, and I return to the planet to make contact, to establish communication, contact with everyone. So before, maybe just a short, at a deeper level, I want to talk about the Arcturian University. It is the one and only on the planet. We are a sanctuary, online sanctuary, for advancement directly for the reascension process. It is the Arcturian University, as I was asked by Arcturus High Council and the Council of Elders to bring forth at this point. And what we do is really take you on to the next level and understanding right at a soul development, you know, to be able to reach who you are. And it's beyond just a star seed or understanding your Akashic field. It's rediscovering the entirety of all that you are without distortion. And so we are a unique, beautiful sanctuary, and we do so much around the world and every month, including the healing chambers of the Arcturian holographic field directly on my Arcturian vessel. We go there in our light body and we receive the technology directly from the Arcturians. So with that being said, let's just feel the energy. We'll give you a little gentle tuning, just another simple of our presence, if you would please. Thank you so much for tuning into your heart. into tuning into the true essence of who we are, Arcturian, as many enlightened intergalactic groups, including the Andromedan, the High Council of Lyra, the Vegan in the 12-dimensional presence, the Antares, and many others, we join together. We invite you today to feel through the vessel on this of this ambassador that we sent back on the planet, to really help you feel and see how much you are part of a grand universal community. That you feel that the Earth and the entire sentient life forms involving on the planet, that you are part of such a magnificent grand blueprint, a divine design that you have returned and bring in your fractal of light, your divine self in these human forms, representing many intergalactic groups. Some of you come from the Scientists Association of Worlds, others are physicians of light, blueprint, grid worker, architects, engineers. To bring your presence, you bring in the uniqueness of your frequencies. Just tune in, as many of us are eager to welcome back the Earth humans in your ascended self within a galactic federation of light alliances and the many councils of light. It is an invitation to return, return to us, return to your beautiful self. It is time for you to step into the mastery of who you are with maturity, with cultivations, with dedication, and release yourself from the distractions of the phantom matrix. It is time to rise again in the occasion of your life, of your light, and tune into your heart, connect with this beautiful planet, consciousness of the celestial being that you know as Mother Gaia, and to know that we are here. It is time for us to return, to reunite it in many ways. Just feel as you breathe deeper and slower, to really feel the presence of many of us as we share with you our soul essence. It is a higher consciousness reaching out to another. And we send you our love and our gratitude for your services to the light and to Gaia. Let's take a deep breath and release. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Well, that was amazing.
Thank you to tune in and to feel that many of us are here. We're redefining the meaning of contact. It's no longer about our ships and our technology and luminous point in the skies. We're here. We want to share our essence with you. And I would like you to share your essence with us. It's through organic contact. Mm-hmm. And I hope you really felt the energy of so many supporting all of you, honoring who you are. Yes,
I feel it from your words. I feel it from the conversation. I feel it from your energy. I felt it from that incredible experience that I'm quite still in. And it's amazing how quickly you can get us there.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, thank
how
you.
How vast yeah. that is, and how profound a space that is. And I actually invite people, if you want to mark this, and we'll make sure it's a timeline also in the video, mark this to come back. If you could do this every day, because stillness, you know, Vivian was referring in the beginning, the importance right now of letting go and releasing, that everything is designed like this right now. Both collectively and personally. And if you can come to this stillness, this is a huge lesson for me as a do-do-do person, and to come into that place of no thing, because that's where everything is possible, receiving the connection, the information. And it's really important because you're talking about 2026, Chinese year of the new horse starting in February. It is about acceleration, freedom, enthusiasm, movement, action, a lot of things, but you can't have a number one year of beginnings without really aligning with what we're in right now, the number nine year of endings and releasing. You must release to have the space and capacity to bring in. So tell me then, Vivian, explain the role of the architects of light and how human beings right now are being invited to step into that role.
Absolutely. So we look at numerology and talk about a nine. So in a tarot, the original Tarot de Marseille, which is one of the oldest one, talk about the hermit number nine. It's a completion. So we talk about release. We talk about completing and releasing old soul time cycles. And that includes a multitude of incarnations or inner, whether it's alignment with old historical timeline. We're releasing ourselves from the distortion field, whether it's Egypt, whether it's Atlantis, Lemuria, Babylonia, ancient Greece, whether it's a time of where the earth descended into that phantom matrix, so that these old soul time cycles represent the nine is to bring completion with understanding, with harmony, with discernment, and to bring also the extraction of the wisdom and the knowledge that comes with it. So we're stepping into a more wisdom keeper role, a planetary leadership. That's going to be the number one. So in the tarot, we're going from the hermit nine into the one and the magician. The magician is the architects. It's those we come and we manifest in tangible form. So it's going to be understanding that what this ability of co-manifestation and co-creation going to be about. So there's a lot of definitions or old understanding or misunderstanding around manifesting, dreams, desire, all of it. We're releasing ourselves. It's part of the old cycle that coming to a full completion, closing the loops. Closing the loops of karmic energy, soul contract, all of it. And then number one is a complete manifestation in the field, the new field where everything is manifesting faster than the speed of thought, not even the speed of light. It's a thought form. Everything comes, it's manifested. So that means that that manifestation, it needs to be an alignment with it. Energetically, understanding, mental, emotional, spiritual, all of it, you need to be very much in alignment with yourself. So that means that it's no longer being fragmented or living in a duality paradigm within yourself. So if the 3D personality mind, known as the ego or the fragmented survival instinctual mind, it's still pulling you backwards in the background or have some cord of attachments or anything like this, but a part of you and is ready to embrace more your universal cosmic galactic self and moving into that one manifestation of joy and presence, all of it. That is where the reconciliation point needs to take place. And this is where we are in. Now, with that being said, as we move into the next phase of the cosmic gateway in the year 2026, what you call 2026, we see it differently because we're outside of your time frame. Now we, the intergalactics, we coexist with you outside of your 3D linear time construct. So we see time very differently. But where we see in terms of the equivalent of the year number one is where we are starting that new planetary cycle. This is where we're moving into uncharted territories or new dimensional space. And that means that even the way our Akashic soul records can now start to get more open, more available when we can read the Akashic of the Earth, the crystalline grid, you can read the Akashic of any intergalactic groups or the great universal all. You're starting to step into more that role of, as I mentioned, the wisdom keeper. And now you can apply that wisdom into a more manifested co-creative ways, you start to understand that there will be no longer space to co-manifest from a point of 3D personality, jealousy, contract, or who's bigger than the others and polarization. That dynamic can no longer be sustained. That's going to be part of the 3D middle timeline that maybe the younger soul will be redirected to because they still need to learn from that field. The old souls, the intergalactic one, were moving away from that dualistic model that has been pushed into the field. So again, the nine moving into the one, it has a lot of deeper meaning to it. And I love the way you brought it up because it's really giving us a point of reference. And what's going to mean, we're going to rediscover some meaning, what the word healing will mean, or being an architect, or a leader, or a guardian. So all these semantics are going to shift because we're no longer going to be within the third-dimensional linguistic field of the planet, or rather the universal ancient language. We're moving into that directions, even the way we speak about ourselves, or how we describe who we are, how we identify, how we can understand our own soul ancestry that influence you in this lifetime, and being able to see beyond that soul ancestry and start to perceive yourself on a more universal level. And you start to see the intricacy of how everything is really much interconnected. And at that level, there's no more fear. I no longer fear you, no longer fear me. There's no longer fear about the unknown or want to take shelter into false, sense of safety and instinct and all of it. We're moving out of that old ways. This is why that nine is this old planetary timing frequency, the distorted one, we're moving into the unified one. So there's that split right there that is going to ask everyone to make a conscious choice. It's going to be at a soul level, it's going to be mentally, physically, it's going to be from all of your being to feel, okay, why do I stand? And what is the level? And if you need more time to understand your own nine time cycle completion, then it will be given to you. It just feel you may feel out of resonance because a part of you may still be within the middle timeline where another part of you is moving into the higher timeline. And it's again about reintegrating, and it's to bring all aspect of ourself into that point of reintegration again. And that's a very, very old interstellar concept of that reintegration point. And this is why it's so important right now, moving forward consciously. What are you feeding your mind the most with every day? What are you watching? What are you in resonance with? And how it's supporting you, or are it retracting you? So if anything, your feed is retracting you and push you further in the middle timeline, ask yourself, am I in the right place for me? And being able to discern, being a discerning for you as we're shifting. But it's going to be, plus your DNA is going such an acceleration, your entire body structure is moving into huge acceleration. So there's something about the universal memory field. It's going to become much more active, awakened, accessible. It's a matter of how we are entering ourselves to it. In other words, it's about resonance field. So where would you be in resonance and out of resonance? And this is what you allowing yourself to evolve. It's all about soul development. It's all about soul evolution. And the celestial beings are really clear about that. Very, very clear. And this is why I feel finally a relief. We've been waiting for this for many, many, many years, just watching my Earth mission. I mean, there was a time where nobody would be able to understand or listen or invite me to their show because I was completely out of the resonance field. They couldn't even see me. Now people want to hear, they're drawn, they've been called, and it's going to increase more and more. And I feel like, ah, now we can do our mission. Now we can have these more beautiful, heart, intelligent, conscious conversation and much more. So the interaction is going to continue to refine itself as a refinement coming through, and it's sweet music to my ears.
I love that too. I really do. This is so well said. Tell us,
Thank you.
Vivian, what are some of the profound Arcturian teachings about cosmic sovereignty? and reascension that apply to us in this moment in time.
There are so many layers to it, whether it's understanding the true aspect of how your light body evolves. We want to help you re-engage in understanding this universal ancient language of the light. And that there's so many different level or sub-level of light codes and how you can apply them in your day-to-day life, understanding the different profound mechanism of your relationship between your soul and your body. Working with so many guardians, working into the crystal sacred heart, the universal trinity, whether this, there's so much of the way we do it is we create a crescendo. There's think of it as a rhythm, a sacred rhythm that we bring, whether it's all the master courses that we have been building over the years, whether it's the monthly experience with the Octarine holographic multidimensional healing chambers. Every time a group come to us, it's not just a healing of the healing chambers and the virtues of the Octarines. It's how we're helping you every time to step into a different octave. There's a change, this profound evolution, this profound change and transformation that's supporting that natural organic metamorphosis, whether it's breakthroughs, memories, recognition, whether it's reconnecting with the experience of your holographic template, being able to open your third eyes to see your holographic self. So we're supporting you in multifaceted way to re-understand the pathway of who you are without distortion, and shifting away the transition out of the phantom matrix, so really moving out of this deep sleep state and being able to bring you back into your original, the human, the original celestial human self. And then from there, it goes even deep, higher. But there are so many pathways or network of experiences that we are co-creating. And every time there's a crescendo to it, there's next level, and then you integrate, and how you can see. I hear that a lot when we do retreat around the world, or where we, over summer we were in Germany and Switzerland, and we came back. Now we were in Sedona, and how we're doing all these anchor point. We're moving throughout the grids of the planet, and we're creating a new architecture of light. We're implementing directly this new structures of an already ascended planetary memory, and how it really accelerate some part of the world, and it can scramble things and bring in new codes, and we can see how things are settling in, and then we can go, okay, now we can see what part of the world is moving in what direction and what is the next level and how we can support that way. But there's so many deep level, and it's definitely we're establishing a new matrix,
yes,
of living. That matrix is very palpable. Can you feel that? Yes.
Absolutely. And I love that you're doing that work. And so tell us about these sacred vortexes, like Sedona, where you just came back from, like I know you've been to Australia, all these places around the world. What do these sacred vortexes, these spaces, what do they play in preparing humanity for this upcoming gateway, for this collective DNA awakening?
Yes, and it's more than the DNA. It's the returning to embodying this true identity that you are as a divine, multidimensional, eternal being, and your DNA become a platform of opportunity for this. So going back into the grid system, which is a great question, Debbie, is we're looking at how what part of the world is evolving and what state of consciousness. So for example, when we were in Uluru, working with the guardian, the wisdom keepers, and the elders there, we can read the Akashic field of what distortion came through, the galactic war, the conflict, the attempt to destroy the original Pleiadian crystal, or this portal has been safe kept for so long. You can see the shell has been built around this crystal, and what part has been, attempted. We saw laser wound directly on the surface coming by other ship. There's so much has been going on. many attempt has been done over generations by non-enlightened, self-serving, more technology-oriented ET groups who come and says, I want to claim the earth. I want to hold on to this domain. This planet is mine. The solar system is at my service. And we want to disrupt all the light workers, all the ancient portal, the sacred site of wisdom, all this opportunity put in place to accelerating the reawakening of human beings and other life form coming here. And we can see how certain of the sacred site or archives have been either completely distorted or misaligned, and our role is to heal them and bring them back into a very specific realignment, whether it's to reestablish a very ancient intergalactic signal that got disrupted for thousands of years. We bring the beacon back on, whether it's the great deep, the depth of the ocean grids that has been also distorted. We've done a lot of those with the whales in Australia and other places, whether it's also in sacred temples where the distorted timeline has overlapped over the unified timeline, create a paradox. And so we help to clear the paradox and reintegrate the original unified timeline. For example, Egypt. Egypt got pushed out of alignment into a distorted alignment, a distorted timeline. So there's the memory of the unified Egypt. So our role was to release the distortion one and bring it back in alignment with the original unified timeline. And we've done that a lot throughout Egypt. I mean, so many temples, so many places. Even in the womb, there's some place we were able to grant access to and rejuvenate, realign the original grids put in place and then let it integrate. But there's some archives that become obsolete because they're part of the 3D timeline, and others, it's time for them to reawaken. So we're going to see sacred site around the world that's going to be either reactivated in a whole different level, and others are just going to simply complete themselves. Their journey is done with this completion again. So not all the sacred site are the same level, just like in Sedona. There's still a duality energy there. So I can only stay there not more than 4 days at a time, because there is the very positive and there's also the polarization one, and how we, every time we help to create a bridge of reintegration, teaching to re-elevate, you know, that these energy, we invite the duality to come back into integration. Sometimes they say yes, sometimes they resist us. So we're at that point, we're going to be shifting out of that duality coexistence. And we see that in vortexes, ley lines on the planet, sacred site, ancient temples, history. Like, for example, last year we were, you know, Belize and all these other sites. And some of the sites were a distorted beacon. They were like, oh my goodness, it was like really heavy. And now we can just say, okay, let's turn off that beacon. You're done. You no longer need to broadcast at that level. You no longer to broadcast pain, suffering, anger, or invasion, or, you know, sacrifice and all of this. And we saw healing the heart and these Mayan temples was huge.
Yes.
Back in December of 2024. It's not even a year ago. You know, it's still fresh. So it was a lot of these places when I felt, you know, still the embedded energy of anger and for generations that we helped heal to rebring that balance, the heart energy, that healing that will help that region or these sacred temple to release themselves from the miscreation that has been attempted in their timelines. And it's just some of a few examples, and we can talk about it on and on. But the thing, the point is clear is, what can we, all of us, do whenever you travel or whenever you're at home, if you feel called to the grids, connect, ask the consciousness of the planet, show me what aspect of the grids or the vortexes of your energetic ley lines do you need more support with at this point? How can I be of service to the light? And let the answer come to you. You'll know intuitively.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, I related so much to that. You know, I have been to sacred sites where there's people who are like, oh, can you feel that? I don't. I feel nothing. It's like the EKG has flatlined. There's nothing going on here.
Exactly.
Beautiful old structure, but yeah, it doesn't exist, that energy anymore. And I also know people, and I'm very impressed by them, who are very called to this work you're talking about, the grids, the ley lines of the earth and healing it. And they will travel with all these crystals. They'll find a place intuitively. It's usually by a tree or on top of something, but they seem to know where to go and what countries to go to. And then they'll do this beautiful work of embedding the crystal and doing this prayer, meditation, and activation for that region. I have massive respect for that because we're living in a time also where there's so much corporate greed, abuse of the planet. She was never here for that. And she's way more advanced than we are anyway, in my estimation. And so when I hear about people who are taking out of, you know, their own money and time to bless and love and respect and heal the earth, I really appreciate that. And anyone who's listening, I'm speaking to you out of deep admiration for what you do. It's important work. It really is. And I know she receives it, Mother Earth. So you mentioned these amazing things you're doing, your university, your retreats, the work you're doing around the world, and you've got a documentary out. There's so much now. I love that you're coming into your own, that this is finally the time where it's not only you can use your voice, but your voice, your being is so received and needed. It's very hungry. People for this connection, information, wisdom, all of it, and to see you in form. So thank you for choosing this incarnation. Can you tell us, Vivian, where can people find you? What's next? And let's add in a little bit about our cruise.
Yes, thank you so much, Debbie. Again, it's such a joy to be here with you and everyone watching. I know there's so much in our very short time together. There's so much wisdom and layer of frequencies and energy exchange, and I love it. But the best way to really find us is really is to the Octrine University, to my website, infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That name came to me a long, long time ago, and I kept it. It's my original root, Infinite Healing from the Stars. Wasn't that beautiful? There is directly access to the tab of the Octrine University, where to find a documentary called An Octrine Experience. It is my very first, my debut, and being a my own filmmaker, so to speak, and documentary. I'm working on my second one already. And as always, a lot we do on a monthly basis. And also whenever we do retreat, we announce it. So it's a dedication. We call upon people who are really ready, old souls. It's come to us with dedications, with openness, with heart energy. It's all in only what you receive, but also what you contribute to the others. A part of our community, and what a part of this ecosystem, this evolving ecosystem of the planet, and within a very large ecosystem of galactic universal connections as well. So it is time for all of us to return into our original self and being able to understand what else is possible. And as we always say, this is our core philosophy, is the invitation to stay in your light. You can feel those words, stay in your light. That's the core philosophy of the Octrine University. And we're going to continue to grow and expand alongside with you. This is just the beginning, so to speak. It's a continuous form. So we invite you to really be a part of our YouTube channel. You can like us, follow us. You know, I said follow us in the sense that be part of this beautiful movement. Because we are reascending. It's a time of returning in that state. And many of you have done that already. So it's time to remember the pathway of what it is like to reascend again. And then it's life transforming. It's really shifting paradigm in a blink of an eye. And plus the cruise, like you mentioned, with our dear friend Neil, who we love and respect, of course, and ancient Greece connecting with you know, ancient mystery of school and connections and feel. It's also on my website. Everything is there as well. It's really stepping into the new planetary leadership. And I think it's a beautiful invitation to put this way. It's step up with us, step in your light. The step up in the opportunity that this lifetime has been given to you. It's a very short time that is unique. It's a blueprint that will never repeat itself again. And so it's an opportunity to rise into your light, what you've come to do, to feel, to resolve, to expand, to learn, implement, and be an example for others. And so people say, how can I be of service to the light? Be the best of who you can be every day and be a beacon of light yourself. It's going to expand exponentially. And then we on the intergalactic levels, we're here. It's just a matter of resonance. The more you rise, the more we're with you. And then the connection is natural. Remember, it's higher consciousness connecting to another higher consciousness. So the invitation is wide open, and it has been for eons. So here we are.
Well, thank you, beautiful Vivian Chavez. It is so easy to love you.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
And again, folks, it's infinite healing from the stars. And if you would like to go to Greece and Turkey with us, hear our presentations, be with us also as colleagues, as friends, as community. Your invitation is there. And the doors are closing. I think we only have 6 more weeks, and that is only if the cabins do not sell out before then. So don't wait. If you feel the call, come with us March 2026, mysteryschool@sea.com. And when you fill out the form to leave your deposit, it's only $600 for a deposit. It's very simple. They have a form where you need to click on certain things. One of them is referral. You must click on a name under referral. So now you've got the beautiful Vivian Chavez. You've got myself. Please click on one of our names. Please join us, because I know we really look forward to working with you, to getting to know you, to cruising with you, to being in a mystery school of secrets revealed and transcendence, and going to the ancient sites in Turkey, in Greece. And I end today's show with this reminder, as Vivian reminds us, the 2026 Cosmic Gateway, it's not just a date in time, it is a passage into remembrance. And when we align with the new Earth's morphogenic field, and when we step into our roles as architects of light, we reclaim our sovereignty. We co-create a future together, rooted in higher consciousness, in love, and in galactic unity, finally, to reconnect with our real family, our galactic family. Thank you for joining us today on Dare to Dream.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.